Good morning. Morning.
Hey, guys.
Where I went onto the website, yorkcountychamber.com, and there's a really easy link to go and be a part of the Rock Hill State of the Community Breakfast coming up next week. This is an annual event, isn't it, Jason?
Yeah, absolutely. A great event. It's kind of an update on what's happening in the community, what's happening in the business world. And, of course, the mayor speaks every year. So that will be exciting as well.
Yeah, and this is Mayor Echols' last State of the Community address because he's seeking not to run for re-election. He's still going to be involved here in Rock Hill. But that kind of adds a little extra sentiment to this breakfast.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm sure he'll take the stage with a bang, and it will be very exciting.
Fireworks and all.
Wayne, how are you involved as far as taking care of the people that are coming, and what's your part and your role to play as far as what goes on at the breakfast?
Oh, my goodness. I just do what I'm told.
No,
so I am actually with the York County Regional Chamber. So there's a lot of stuff happening, you know, behind the scenes.
Sure.
But, you know, Jason's chair of the committee, and the committee did a lot of work this year getting kind of pointing us in the right direction. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, day of the event, I will be, I guess, directing traffic. Yeah, basically. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my gosh. And Jason, this is so important because, especially in news, we like this. It kind of is like a report card a little bit. You guys are able to recap the past year, talk about what's happening now, as well as look forward. And why is that so important? You guys can do that in a board meeting, and that's it. But why is it so important to open the doors up to the community?
Sure. Well, I think it says it in the name, right? It's the state of the community. So not only do we talk about, you know, what the recent accomplishments are, but really is that look forward. And there's some incredibly exciting development going on in Rock Hill. And what's exciting for me is to look out and talk to people. And I'm surprised how people aren't as connected or as well informed with how much momentum and how much growth there really is in the surrounding area. And that's across business. That's across, you know, the educational community. It really is surrounding us. And so this is a one time a year, you know, fantastic opportunity to mix and mingle, but also, like you say, you know, get that scorecard on the progress and everything that's happening around us.
You have a great theme this year. Really, it's about the growth.
Absolutely. So we're focused on, you know, entrepreneurism. We're focused on continuing the conversation. Right. Mm-hmm. I love that sentiment mm-hmm. because it's not just a one time. OK, let's get together and celebrate or, you know, catch information for an hour, but this really is continuing from what's been building and the incredible growth over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm. It's going to be taking place this Wednesday, June 28th, 7:30 to 9:00. It's a great opportunity to really do some networking. What's on the menu? Do you know
what's
yet, or is it just a surprise?
Eggs, eggs, right?
No, it's just a more continental breakfast style. Obviously, coffee, plenty of coffee to get everybody awake for the morning.
Great,
but yeah, I mean, realistically, you know, you're coming there for the content, to see what's going on, the progress, and for the networking aspect of the event. So.
And Jason, I think this is a good opportunity, right? If someone's not a member of the chamber and they're kind of wanting to test out the waters a little bit to kind of, as you said, network and just to see who else is part of this organization, because there's safety in numbers, and I know you guys are really big with that, but what businesses will also help other businesses, right? And elaborate a little bit about that in case someone's not a member and might be on the fence about joining.
Right. It's another great point. So, you know, so much of the efforts that the chamber puts out there, what we find is that there's kind of a small community within the membership mm-hmm. that really is pretty active. And I think that's unfortunate to a degree because there's so much advantage that can be had either through networking or, you know, direct benefits. So for me, this is kind of the key event, right? Mm-hmm. This is the one time that you can come out. It doesn't cost that much. You can see that progress that's happening in the community. I know I have six people that are coming with me that haven't been to an event before,
okay.
just to show the progress and the benefits and what's going on. And then, of course, it'll be their choice on how to connect thereafter.
Now, you have different levels of sponsorship. Are there still opportunities to sponsor a table or be a patron?
There's always opportunity to give us money.
Just wanted to give you the opportunity.
Yeah, absolutely. So we'll take any money that we can get. But certainly, not only is there, you know, the benefit to the chamber, but there is really the benefit of getting your logo out there, getting your company information out there, showing that you're a part of something bigger. I know that the companies I've owned and sold and ran over the past few years have benefited greatly from sponsorships and being involved with charity organizations. But absolutely integral with the work that I've done with the chamber.
And do you have to be a chamber member to attend this? Because I assume there's different prices if you are a chamber member versus not a chamber member.
You're welcome to come, whether you're a chamber member or not. Absolutely.
Okay. It's a $20 fee just for the members and then $24 for a non-member. So it's really reasonable.
Yeah,
and it's
really.
And contributing to a great cause.
And a great breakfast.
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
A bunch of great people. At the Hood Center, by the way, at York Tech.
Yeah, okay, perfect. Yes.
Oh, sorry, I didn't mean to.
No,
tell
no, you. No, it was fine.
I answered the question.
Because in the past, you guys have held it on Main Street at the City Club. We've been there several times, and I know they've changed some management, but that's perfect.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. We've been really pleased with the response this year. I think between Mayor Eccles, I think with the entrepreneurism that's going on, the growth of the business in the community, the updates on the educational piece. We've had more registrants this year to date than we ever have before. So we're expecting, a great crowd. Mm-hmm. And just by virtue of all those good people being there, I think it's going to be a fantastic event.
Yeah, it is the place to be for sure on Wednesday, June the 28th.
Well, we're looking forward to that. Also, I just got the email that the York County Regional Chamber taking applications for the next LICO class, for the Leadership York County class. And that's exciting because we're graduates of that now.
Yeah.
And so it's pretty exciting to see that. And so really the benefit of the chamber goes across the board with when it comes to really mentoring to leaders in our community.
Absolutely. I mean, we're also obviously focused on business development with our young professional program and obviously with the LICO class. I'm guessing four out of five of us here have been through the LICO program.
Right. Yeah, he's just graduated from high school, so he might
be through, Jason.
Nope, I haven't been through.
You need to do it.
Well, as Freddie just stated, applications are being released, Jason.
And you have some time, right?
That's right. That's
Start
right.
thinking
it
about
truly
it.
Truly is a phenomenal program. I was class of 2011 and actually rotated off of that and then went into the ULEAD program, which was just like the leadership program for adults, but for high school, junior, and seniors. Fantastic. Live here, worked here, thought I knew a lot about it, saw it as an opportunity to network, learn way more than I ever thought that I did. And I told Colleen Dick, who's over that program, like, wow, it's really interesting. But again, it's networking, and I can't tell you how many times people from my class I've had a call on for stories over at CN2 that I've needed them. I'm like, let me start with them, and then it kind of goes from there.
It does.
So you can imagine if you're in another business sector how that snowball effect and that connectivity is so vital.
We'll go to yorkcountychamber.com for all of those details, LICO, as well as registering for the breakfast. Do we need to register, Jason?
It's a great idea, right? You can get your name on the list, and that way it's
we'll get
that
a
much
name
easier
tag.
To walk in. Yeah.
Make Wayne's job easier on the day when you show up.
Yes, right. Please.
Well, that's terrific. So we're looking forward to it. It's Wednesday, June 28th, 7:30 to 9, the Rock Hill State of the Community. We'll hear from Mayor Eccles. We'll have all kinds of great – you have some great sponsors, too.
Great sponsors, great speakers, and, of course, I'll be on stage being goofy again.
So. Going to juggle?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay,
verbal juggle. Right?
That's right. 18 minutes after 8 o'clock. Thanks so much, Jason Collette, as well as Wayne Elliott coming in from the York County Regional Chamber. We look forward to the State of the Community breakfast next Wednesday.